Yes, that's my line, man. We back at it, man. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and this show is brought to you by the Homegrown Radio Network, man. Shouts out to everybody that's repping and rocking with Homegrown Radio. We appreciate y'all, from the Cousins to Rehab Radio to the Essentials. Yes, shouts out to Miss Bliss, the Homegirl Hour. Got a shout out to What We Talking About Radio. Also, Total Perspective. Everybody broadcasting all the way live every single week on this Homegrown Radio platform. So you feel me? Yeah, I got through that shit.
No, you know what that's like? That's like when you start naming all your kids.
Exactly.
But you got hella kids.
You're like, oh shit.
So it's like, yeah, you
that
Jamie
motherfucker and
Oscar.
And by affiliation. Tomas. By affiliation, we can't forget the Hot Ass Mess podcast. Shouts out to Lupe, you know what I'm saying, Jazzy, holding us down as well, man. We got one of our day ones in the house. I think this dude that's been with us has been with us the most.
No.
Yes, no, I think it's him and Curtis King.
Curtis King and brought his beige.
Oh, he did. He brought his ass
more.
Here. Yeah, he brought his ass this year, so I think he got one more up. But we got none other than a homie, man. I.E. represent, man. What Common ground. Good. You know what I'm saying? Brick to
and
he's
here without Curtis King.
And he's here without Curtis King. Noah baby. James, baby.
What's good?
Man, welcome
Timon
back, dog.
Is not here.
It's just Pumba.
Just Pumba.
Just Pumba and Veneer.
Pumba's here. Timon's not here.
Is it Pumba or Pumba? It's Pumba.
It's Pumba.
Yeah, Pumba. Pumba is the
Weem away.
I'm tripping. My bad, man. Man, you're back at it, man. We appreciate you always coming down and showing love from day one. You said when you walked in here, you got chills.
Chills, man. I always get good vibes in here. I always get those, you know,
homegrown vibes.
You know what I mean? Like,
close this
like
up.
Storing up, man. Like, it's like recharge.
Yeah.
You know,
the energy.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been here for a minute. Yeah. So I always appreciate it. I always have myself open when I'm here.
Of course, man.
Receive everything.
Now, before we get into what you got going, because we know we got a lot to talk about. I know you got some stuff you got going on, but I don't know why this keeps happening. Like, somebody hit me today and they were asking about the whole Tupac shit. They was like, yo, did you see the liner notes in Tupac's Machiavelli? I'm like, bro, I'm a real Tupac fan. I didn't seen this shit years ago, but for whatever reason, I think it's now up for auction. And so it's circulating back in the news. Have you heard about this?
No.
You seen it? Okay. So there's liner notes from Tupac's Machiavelli, the album, and where he's pretty much dissing everybody. We already know that. But in the liner notes, it's basically going hard on Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Nas, which he already had on Against All Odds and Bomb First and shit. But now it's circulating back in the news because it's going up, you know, it's going up for auction now. And my thing is this. It's been 20 plus years since Pac's been gone. It's like, why are we resurfacing this news about who Pac was dissing so long ago? I know.
It depends. Who is he dissing?
He was dissing everybody. He dissed it. Like, it was nobody.
Name
knew.
Some people.
Yeah, okay, I see where you're going. I just said it. Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Dre, Nas.
That's why.
But this is old news.
But
it's nothing new.
To be the greatest of all time, this should happen.
Gotcha. The conversation.
You know what I mean?
The conversation is resurfaced.
Like, has to. If you're considered the GOAT, because when we talk about boxing, Ali will always be pulled.
Right, right.
Even if Ali says, Quincy Jones, look at Quincy Jones. Very true. Came and said some wild shit.
Yeah.
And I was laughing.
But see, with Quincy Jones, that was new news.
Yeah.
That he was talking out of side of his neck about, like, Michael Jackson. It was like, oh, shit, okay, that makes sense. And with Ali, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It's like Ali knocking out Frazier.
Yeah.
And we talking about the shit again, man. Hey, man, you see that footage of Ali knocking out Frazier? It's like, nigga, we seen that shit 40 years ago.
People love it, man. Like, Pac, look at people trying to get clout off Pac.
True. Very true.
Like,
while dissing them and all
dissing
that.
Dissing them because they know that the West Coast ain't going to have it. They're going to be up and roar. Then
it's going to get the clicks.
Yeah. It's going to get the clicks. Then people are going to use it. All the media is going to use it. Like, Pac, to me, is the greatest of all time.
Got you. So, okay, you know this strategy then, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why not? How come you don't apply it in your career? How come you don't say, hey, man, fuck Pac if you know that it's going to get
you? I truly love Pac. I truly love his art. The human he is,
right.
His mama, like, we learned about his mama and where the roots he's cut from. So if you truly have unconditional love, you will only speak love when you speak about that person.
But what about somebody you don't have love for? Let's just say insert a rapper, like, whoever.
Curtis King.
He's not gonna say Curtis King.
Like, that's my brother.
But
fuck Curtis King.
Well, actually, this would be a perfect This would be a perfect time to diss Coach King. He got a lot of shit going on right now. The circulation from the book. He got a baby now. You know, congratulations, Curtis King, on that. See, we just plugged your shit.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to diss him. You know what I'm saying?
Like the strategy that it would if you do it, but then it just
doesn't line up.
Don't feel right. Me, like, if I'm gonna diss you, I want it's gonna be for skill almost.
Lyrical exercise.
Or you just did some really disrespectful shit.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you, I'm about to diss you. I have diss tracks on. I done diss tracks.
Who have you
diss tracks on me? This is like high school shit. This is like but this is, we putting out CDs, and this is how I got my buzz out by putting out 200 CDs of this diss track. And
in your world,
fuck?
Right.
But
I mean, you grew up in the battle rap world as well, which a lot of people don't really know. You kind of come from that cloth of like kind of sparring. And we were talking about that before, that just making sure that you had the jokes ready.
Jokes, or are you just? Are you fucking disgusting?
Have you now? Okay, now I'm glad because we were just talking about that. Now, have you? Because I had to get my bars, I had to get my jokes up, to defend myself. I'm not tall like that. I wasn't physically like manifested like, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to have verbal skills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Now, what joke have you heard somebody get off on you that actually did? You was like, okay, that was good.
He got me.
It's a titty joke.
It was a titty joke.
Someone titty fucking me or something. I said that was.
Ooh, that was.
I said, you know what? I'm gonna have to say some shit to you now.
Yeah.
Like that with me, it was always the fat jokes or some crazy shit with the fat jokes. Or
What's the best fat joke you heard?
I don't know, man.
Nah, the titty fucking.
Because the thing is, I had rebuttals. Mm-hmm. Thing is, still your best fat joke, I got a rebuttal that's fucking ridiculous.
Because I only remember, like, there was one. Okay, I used to work at Burlington Coat Factory, right?
I did not know that.
West Coast.
Wow.
And one of my supervisors, that's how we passed the time. You know, Burlington was turned down. So he actually came with an original head joke that I had never heard before.
Oh,
and he said, let me take my hat off. He said, it looked like my brain is inside my head working out. and trying to like punch its way out of my skull.
Hey, that's good.
That was pretty good. Right?
You need a shout out. You got, what's his name?
What was his name? Eric or some
shout
shit?
Out to Eric. That was a good one.
Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. Totally, Kevin Palmer. Fuck you.
That's totally different from Eric.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you got Eric and Kevin. That was crazy.
I don't know, man. I was so worried.
I used to kill
that.
The fat joke.
Because that was thing was fat joke. I knew that's what everyone's going to go for.
Right.
All the time. All the time. Yeah. So I need rebuttals. I need to say some.
What's the sickest rebuttal you probably ever said? The sickest rebuttal you probably ever said.
I fuck your bitch while she pregnant and bust a nut on your unborn daughter's tongue.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a motherfucking monster.
That's kind of like that'll tell you we gotta take a fade.
He's
for that.
A motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what? The dude had all these fat jokes, and I'm just looking at him like, yo, you got your pregnant girl next to you.
That's
you
bad.
Know what
you
I can
stupid,
do.
Bro.
Yeah.
I like you stupid. And I just my homie Ramon Jones just gave me the book Art of War.
Yeah, man.
He just gave me Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in that mode.
Yeah.
I said, nah, I ain't going to battle you. I'm going to battle your bitch.
Ooh.
And by battling her and all your weak-ass niggas behind you, you going to look like Captain Save-A-Ho or are you going to look pussy?
Mm.
Oh.
So he had to choose.
I made him like ready to pull a gun out on me. I was like, you don't want that. Nah, man. It was that. It was just fat jokes and granny fat jokes. I said, dang, man. I didn't want to go that route, but
here we go.
Gonna
hold this real quick.
Yeah, you know, you have to, man. I think in the battling world, you're gonna at some point in time, you're gonna say some shit where you'd be like, God damn, karma gonna get me for that.
I was about to say, is there any, like, something that's not, that you can't touch when it comes to battle rap?
If you talk before the battle sometimes, if you talk, like some dudes be like, all right, no, you know, if I know your mom dead or something
right.
Some cats don't even care.
Yeah, fuck, yeah.
So it's kind of like.
So there's no set rules. No.
And that's Art of War too, because if you hit him, you lose. He wins.
Yeah.
That's because you're emotional.
Right, right.
Like, so the battle too, like I remember a dude battling and his fucking spit is hitting my face.
You can't.
And I react. If I react, I'm going to lose. And I'm too big, so I'm going to like a bully,
yeah.
So My homie like, you just, I had to. Take I said, it. Because this is the, and at this time battling, it wasn't like, it was money on the line. Yeah. So one of my niggas got 500, his niggas got 500, then it's side bets. That was the, like, you know.
It was money. Like y'all was rolling dice and shit.
Hey, yeah, people were paying rent on back in the day. People were really paying, like, rent with battling.
And this, because
nowadays, you really can, you can buy a fucking house nowadays.
Only reason why I'm going to ask this question is because every reaction can be subjective. Like you said, if somebody comes with a gang of they niggas and whatever, like somebody, the crowd can be off balance. So in that setting, how would you win? Who are you? Are there set up judges or you go off the crowd reaction?
We got OGs in there. Okay. We got a couple of OGs. Somebody like we have like Dirty Birdie in there. Oh, okay. Or we hit up someone from the Blowed to come, like we set it up, go battle in front of Denny's.
Okay.
Like some real shit. Like,
oh, gutter.
Like straight up money.
So it was organized for.
Yeah, because probably for money, especially everyone was on their G shit.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like niggas just rolling dice, like, all right, look, I got 500 that he could serve you. And it was like on the spot. It was more or less somebody challenging you organized and you had people kind of at the high.
Because no one want to die off, like, really want to die off rap this way.
Right.
So even the most gangster niggas is going to be like, all right, we're going to handle it like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really trying to get my music shit up. Yeah. Like, I battle, like, niggas from PDL and they just bang. That's all they do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think that that battle rap is something that is kind of like not a lost art form, but I miss when battle rap was really a thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember we me and him would be watching that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like watching all of the battles and
TV,
you know,
TV2 and shit.
No, not even those. The ones on the URL.
Oh, like, back in the day before it got a hold of it.
Right. Before it became like a mainstream type of thing. But the URL, Smack, like all that shit, it was like raw. They in a barber shop.
Yeah.
They in the back room at a convenience store,
pool
bodega.
Table,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and do you think that it's still a space for that? Because it kind of came back real heavy and then kind of went away again.
I think in America it's kind of it's oversaturated in America.
Battle rap?
Yeah, because there's leagues everywhere. In the IE, I know like 7 leagues.
Right. Really?
Yeah, and it's like one league is like for the real, real up and coming cats where like they're like messing up and getting mad that they, like they're, I'm like, yo, don't even get in yet.
Yeah.
Like, go rap in front of a mirror. Go rap in front of your family. Like,
your
don't even come out. Because
you don't want to get that opportunity. Yeah. And that's automatically.
And that's what's going on right now. See. Like, a lot of underdevelopment leagues are coming up. But overseas in Canada, nah, they strict. I see their shit.
Like, King of the dot.
Yeah, and they fly the best ones out here. Mm. You know, that's what they do. You see daylight everywhere.
Right,
see,
shout out.
You know what I mean? So you see.
Daylight crazy.
Daylight is causing glitches.
He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
He's Mr. Anderson in the Matrix.
He knows exactly
I really fuck with it. But like this battling shit, like even what Daylight is doing, he realized it's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, exactly is wrestling. Like in wrestling right now, you can be an independent wrestler where you only work with WWE for half of the year.
Word.
Then the other half you can go wrestle with 7 other independent wrestler brands.
Yeah.
So that's what it is now. Like you're truly like yourself. Yeah. You can just going everywhere.
There's really no middleman in every industry.
And it get oversaturated because people see money in it.
Yeah. So
people think it's easy.
Do you think that because that you bring up a good point. We all have come up together in this whole independency game. You know, obviously us with hip hop and us with radio, like in that same sphere. So do you think when the middleman is taken out and ourselves who are allowed to do shit and then by that way it gets oversaturated, do you think that ultimately kills the culture or helps the culture? Does it benefit more or does it hurt more?
I mean, you know what? It depends who's doing it. Because you can get some really greedy ass motherfuckers that would kill it.
Yeah.
Just be greedy and drain the whole thing. Now the whole, everything is done.
Right.
It's trickled down. Yeah. You know, there are events that used to be out here that people got greedy. One fell down and the other one had to fall down.
Because
that one owed so much.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's like, it's on the person. It's always that.
But if those two leagues
Because you get someone smart. Look at Kurt. Kurt's smart. Kurt's independent. Mm-hmm. Kurt know how to... he know how to run it if he is a corporation. Mm-hmm. As a, you know, he can run a Walmart, then he can run a mom and pop. Right. Mom and pop. Right. At the same pace, same thing, easy. That's what we learned how to do. Like, yeah. I can go run a biggest corporation. Shit, I can go work with Disney right now if
right.
I want to.
Right, right.
You know, because that's how professional I got. Mm-hmm. And Disney is like the concierge of everything, mm-hmm. of people, of service.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all that shit. So, like, it's all, it depends on the person and what they want to do. Are they just wanting for money?
Yeah.
Are they just wanting for the culture? Because even if you just want it for the culture, you can fuck it up too because you need money to run.
Mm.
So people forget about that. So you be so stuck in the culture mode.
Not having it grow.
Yeah. Like, nah, I ain't selling my music.
Yeah.
I ain't like, doing this. Nah, I ain't selling no merch.
Right. What like, fuck what wrong are you with doing you? This for? Right, right.
Yeah. So you can't just be about one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be kind of balanced. Yeah. Like, got to be about the money, mean getting it right, getting your LLC, getting your DBA, getting all that shit right. Then you got to be about the culture where you really worried about the people in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause people look at the culture as the merchandise, the fashion, all that shit, but it's the people.
Yeah.
So you got to worry about that. So that's how I start. I know Russell did it. A lot of people do it. Y'all do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, y'all going to get your fucking money.
Of course, of course.
Go and get your money, but y'all worry about the people that's in the culture. Mm-hmm. And that's why y'all have been here for that long.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see it firsthand with us. I see it with individuals that we fuck with. I do see it.
Yeah.
But just from, like, just kind of looking out, I also see, like, damn, like, we'll talk about it, like, damn, radio wasn't what it was when we first started, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Depending on how you look at it, it's great because you have operations like ourselves that can start up, do our own networks, but then it's oversaturated. Everybody and their mama got a podcast or a show.
But guess
now,
what?
But that's what I'm saying. It's good and bad because now there's tons of voices that can be out there, but it creates this space where everybody has a voice and it's kind of hard to fight through that noise. You know what I'm saying? But I can play devil's advocate.
I feel you because it's just, I always think about that too. But I always think like, all right, say the music industry is like quote unquote trash, how people say trash right now. It's not trash. It's just a lot of shit that just getting put in. Mm-hmm. But it comes and goes.
Right. It's always been like that though. Yeah.
I don't know why people get all like uptight about that.
Right.
But by the game being it is right now, the type of artist I get to be a unicorn.
Got you. It works for somebody like you. It may like not some, work for the package.
It works for people who really works hard, like y'all.
Right, right.
Where in the beginning, it was great. Then it's that fucking middle space. You're like, I ain't gonna fuck with y'all. But y'all fucked it up so much that shit, we the most shining motherfucking shit. Oh, because we kept it us.
Yeah.
You kept it you. So I started looking at the game so different as... Shit, this trash, you shine in.
Right, dude. What you gotta like, do. It's all about the, like, in our world, it's all about the content.
Yeah, and look, trending all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone on it. I'll be
looking
listening,
out,
bro.
Looking out.
If I'm in it, I'm tuning. Yeah, hey, only shit I'm listening to because I know what it is. Yeah. I know, like, it's different. Y'all get corporate. Oh, that's good corporate.
Yeah, right.
See, that's what I believe in. Corporate is good. It's just how who's running it.
It's the people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, like, look at Steve Jobs. I love Steve Jobs.
Steve
Jobs. Steve Jobs, I love a person that will cuss your ass out and push you.
Right.
And that's Steve Jobs.
That's right, me, too.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about real quick. Because you always come to me and you be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? And you just be doing that point.
Hey.
And you be like, you're not an asshole.
You're not.
I get it. I get that stigma so fucking much. But I push the people around me to
because
be better.
You want them to be great. You want them because someone pushed you and then you push yourself. Then when I saw, I know your heart, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. See, people don't realize it's your heart. People look at the other things.
Yeah.
They get caught up in the other things. Me, I look directly right there and I go, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's you. Everything else is protecting even you, us, and getting us better.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I adapt to people. I don't try to get them to adapt to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be me. You're going to be you. But if I like you and I want to be around you, I'm going to adapt to your habitat, how you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's like the language of love.
Right.
That goes with your significant other and it goes with your brothers and your sisters. So I learned that, like, oh, this is how you love? Okay. I'm encouraged that because I want more. Mm-hmm. So when I see you head, I'm like, nah, I ain't, no. Certain round people, I don't say it because right. I don't want them to know.
Yeah.
Like real shit. Right, like we at events right. and I'm talking ahead, I don't go, nah, you
yeah.
shouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to abuse it. They're going to use it.
They're going to abuse what?
They abuse. They look like they want to. They would try to abuse you or energy that if they know your heart. Some people try to pick that
part, right?
Mm. Like they can't get in, but they would try to pick that.
Like
heart.
The same way people come to me, they're like, "Oh, Chuck is a nice guy. Oh yeah. man, so we gonna go to Chuck."
It always
no, you know what I mean?
No,
that's what they do, and that's it's like you know, oh, I'm gonna go to Noah. I ain't gonna go to Lisa. Cause mm-hmm. Lisa gonna say no.
Lisa gonna bang right. on your
off
ass
back.
Yep,
is no.
Yeah.
No, and I'm gonna go to Noah. Then I'll be like, Lisa, you know, we know each other, so it's I don't know, it's people don't want to know people, people don't want to know each other, they don't want to get to know each other, or even I don't need to know your whole life, I just need to know your heart.
So, do you think, like, because we just had Fuzzy in here, yeah. shout out to the homie Fuzz, and he told me I need therapy, right?
Yeah,
do you?
I do need therapy.
One, do you think therapy is a good idea? Two, do you think I need therapy?
I did therapy, but I'm Haitian. I had a lot of dark stuff.
Gotcha.
I had to get that out.
I had some shit.
I had some shit going on. I need to get out. I don't think so, man. Like, it's all on you, man. It's, I like.
When you went to therapy, did you like it?
It was weird. Okay. It was weird to really open up like mm-hmm. that. Like, you know, now, but it made me open now to tell people like, yo, my mom put me up for collateral
right,
for dope.
Right, right. Damn.
Really?
No? Yeah, yeah, man. Then my grandma, the drug dealers went and took me to my grandmother and said, Mrs. Allen, she did it again.
Get damn. The fuck out of yeah. here. Wait. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't please over that.
All right, this is a new one. You know what I mean? I know you told the story before, yeah. but I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, it was that.
So, you was a how old were you?
11 months.
You were 11 months
11
old.
11 months? Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so yeah. you're 11 months old and your mom took you to a dope dealer.
A dope dealer and put me up for collateral cuz she was going to go get the dope and go get the cash and come back and get me. And that was the deal.
Oh, so you were collateral.
I was collateral.
What the fuck?
So wow. what usually my grandma do is go pay off the debt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so.
That's crazy.
I don't even. I
you know what I mean?
You know, and I talk about being homeless in a car and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Damn.
You know, and that, you know, and to this day, I love my mama. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, I understand a black woman in the 80s. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a black woman in the 80s, then my dad get deported to Hades, then my mom ended up doing the time that he was supposed to serve because he doesn't have a social security number. Mm. So they can't make money off of him in prison. So they, you gone.
Yeah,
so mama,
right.
they can.
Yeah, they took, she took.
My dad was slanging, mom slang. Mom caught the.
So that's it. Why. So because. Oh, so that makes sense. So that's why they deport certain people.
Yeah,
because if you're not legal, we can't make money.
We can't make money off you in prison.
Gotta
that's
USA.
Our security. That's like a barcode.
Mm-hmm.
We have money. That's so man. Education yeah. is tight because right, you start yeah. learning shit.
Break it down.
About that social security number. Like there's places like. The with the money reserve with your number, there's money there for you. Your credit,
I heard about
like,
that.
Like there's like their credit, that. Yeah. That, your credit is that's your money.
Yeah,
already there. This is money that's when you are born.
Right, set up for you.
But they make it as credit, and you go in debt. You end up becoming a slave to yourself.
Right, right. But I've also heard people try to tap into that, and then I don't know.
I heard Moore's doing. I heard Moore's. Uh-huh. Moore's.
They know how to do it.
They know how to do it because they cracked the code.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
So
you can.
I'm born with money. Hold on. I got a social security number. I got money.
You got money.
I got money waiting on me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I can go get it.
You can go get it.
But what?
But there's a way to go get it. Like, you know, it's always that the paperwork.
It's like getting the loan, right? It's certain ways that you go.
There's only more.
You can't just walk into the bank like, yo, you owe me money.
Nah.
It's a certain way. It's real intricate.
I heard Morris talking about land of water, law of water, law of land. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
So they make it kind of. You really got to be about that life to get your money.
How much money is it?
I don't know how much money it is.
Yes.
How much I'm worth? Man, it would give me a fucking...
Right, have you looked it up?
You know what? I looked it up, mm-hmm. and it was hard. It was just rabbit holes online.
Got you. Okay.
And I don't want to go too deep online. Yeah. And I get lost. Exactly. And I get then. I'm going to have to do some shrooms. All right,
I'm going to do it like this. Hey, yeah. Tomas Sweeney got the... Hey, listen. Listen, white people.
Hey, man.
This is your homie.
Wait, the thoughts and concerns of what he's about to say right now is just a DJ head, not of Homegrown Radio. So let's go on and go ahead.
Listen, white people, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Run me my money. You know what I'm saying?
My money.
I just want my chips with dip.
Yo, shouts to the homie.
West Coast.
Shouts to my boy Ellis. He was telling me about that.
Yo,
he
bro.
Told me about a year ago, and I did the same thing. I started researching. I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to.
I get nervous.
My shit's like, going cool still, right now.
We still pay money to Europe.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd be like, Independence Day don't make sense because we don't free. We still pay taxes to the queen.
That's a whole different
so thing. It's like, it's shit where I'm going like, you know what? I'm just gonna have to get it.
Yeah,
my way.
Some shit you just don't want
to
know.
So you got money waiting on you, and you haven't went and got it. Went to go get it yet.
Listen,
I want my.
He said, "Listen,
listen.
Man.
This is Aaron Drake Jr. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Drake Jr. Don't give my shit to the other nigga. Aaron Drake Jr. I'm the junior. You know what I'm saying? Run me my shit. West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I want my money, bro.
All of that.
Fuck that.
Oh my god, dude.
Fuck the dumb shit.
about to say, man. I was gonna get into some whole other shit.
Yeah,
threw him off. Like,
we
got money.
Yeah,
we go somewhere else.
I'm not gonna even do that, man. What are your thoughts on this whole? Because it's been the news broke this week. About the whole situation with Fabulous and his girl.
Oh, man. That hurts.
Yeah, that's what she said. It's crazy.
wow. I didn't know. Just get one off?
I think I got that one off. Fast. But see, my thing is this. Do you believe the situation in its entirety? All the details aren't out. We saw the footage of him screaming at, you know, the pops and then her. She had a phone out trying to record, and he's going in on her, and she's screaming and all that. Yeah. I'm a type of person now. Domestic violence is very serious. If he's really putting hands on her, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But I also know how rappers and entertainers and just people can be displayed a certain way.
It can be a setup. It can be they know what they said. They sent the brothers to get the guns, and fam, like that's. Already,
yeah,
they already know what type of energy they gonna get from Fab.
Right.
They already know if she want to get out, this is the way to get out.
Right.
That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other way is he really did that shit.
Right. He really did that shit.
He told the dad, you know, there's a bullet with your name on it. Fab, no rap lyrics in real life.
Right.
Can't quote your last album.
God, stop it.
Hey, yeah. You a rapper. If you say it on a song is one thing, but if you ain't no beat being played. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, there's a bullet with your name on it. Oh,
that's
shit.
It. Ain't no
and
song.
That's how you knew. He fucked up.
Yeah. He fucked up.
Yeah, man.
And they got him looking crazy.
They do, man. They do.
But the part about who took the video? Yeah. Who took the video?
I thought one of the kids.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
One of the kids, hey, they had their pops say, you know, fuck that nigga. Took my allowance.
Yeah, somebody definitely got paid off that.
Can't hang with Diddy's son. Who the fuck you think he is?
Exactly. What nigga think he is?
I don't, with Fab, I would look at rappers going to jail as, is it that time of the year yet?
Mm.
For someone to go in?
Yeah.
Can you remember, like, T.I., they was like,
Yeah.
You gonna do two this year.
Then
we're gonna bring in Wayne, then Gucci gonna go in last.
Right.
Oh, you so they mapping that shit
sometime
out.
Sometimes I be thinking they be mapping that shit out.
But no, you can't don't equivalent. Tip got caught with silence.
I know he did.
Come on, dog. You got silencers?
Hey, you know,
them white people not playing with
like,
you.
You know you done fucked up, right?
You fucked
they
up.
They wanna get him.
Yeah.
They wanna get Tip vocabulary too strong. Yeah. They didn't like his.
Yeah.
They didn't like Tip. I think they do that, man. Like prisons right now, shit. If you got $200,000 a year, if you got like a sentence that's non-violent, you can leave jail every weekend.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Like this. So you go to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want your own quarters. You don't want to be with population. Mm-hmm. You want to be over here with your own refrigerator, your own food, your own TV, and you want to leave the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That's $200,000 a year.
Wait.
I didn't know niggas can do that.
So I can pay
to
leave jail. I can pay $200,000.
I knew you could have. Go ahead.
I can pay $200,000.
Yes.
And I can get all the amenities.
And there's a jail.
I get a fire stick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Orange County right now have like four CEOs in jail. right now that have that quarters. Like,
see, I knew about the special treatment. I didn't know motherfuckers got you leaving.
Oh, no. Like, you know, you're going to see family. You're going to go do this. You're tracked. You ain't just out here going to Six Flags and shit.
I didn't know you could leave the quarters. You know, I knew you had, like, special permission.
You might go to Popeye's and get something real fast, yeah. You know.
You could leave on the weekend.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like, bro, like, that's how that what it comes to now. Yeah, like, yeah. Money. Like someone said, you know what? I'm gonna do some non-violent shit and get 3 years just
to see.
I need to get this off.
Right. I just want to get this off.
I got 600,000 ready, yeah, man. For this.
Well, somebody that they definitely are making an example of right now, but he's still kind of fucking up, man. DMX, bro. DMX.
Hey, you know,
$2.3 million restitution for tax evasion. Like, bruh. Like, I don't. My thing is this. I understand we come from these, you know, these environments where we may not know how to do anything with our money,
yeah.
You know, early, right?
Yeah.
But after you've been in the business for some time, yeah, like, I would expect you would be like, all right, you know what? I fucked up last time,
yeah.
But this time, let me put this money away and at least have something set aside.
That's my favorite rapper.
Right.
Every time he do a show, I open up for him, yeah. He show up late, I get extra minutes.
You on.
All the time.
Oh, right, so you benefit from the bullshit.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I do benefit like 4 times from the bullshit. Yeah. It's tight. It's pretty tight, you know. But X is just, I don't know how, like, somebody who's around you, man. Yeah. Like, you went platinum how many times in 1 year? Right. All this money you made, right. And
well, see, I can understand him maybe not getting all of his money. I can understand, like, if deals were not set up the right way. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that. But my thing is, like, yo, after 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years now, it's like, bruh, even if you're not getting the money, you at least know, okay, look, whatever money I got coming in, it's automatically going to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, here we are again talking about that, bro.
I don't get it, man.
I think X, I don't necessarily, I mean, I know it's drugs. Yeah, it's for sure. It's got to be some drugs. But at the same time, I think people really be fucking with him.
Oh, yeah, they're making an example.
I think that's people be fucking with him. Like him, it's a couple of them. Him, Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Like, and somebody, I forgot who else I was thinking of that came to slip my mind. But I think people really be fucking with them.
Because they don't hold their tongue at all.
Yeah.
They talk about whoever.
Whatever. It's all on the table.
Yeah, all of it. Government shit, all that shit.
Now, let me ask you this real quick. You being an artist, right? You a rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, no, James, right? You put out a project. Let's say you do a fuck Donald Trump song.
Yeah.
Now, the song is number one record in the country.
Yeah.
They tell you, you gotta either, you gotta pull the song because of whatever legalities.
Yeah.
You're a terrorist threat on the president or something like that. But it's number one song in the country. Yeah. They cease and desist you.
That's crazy.
Now you got an option.
Yeah.
You could stop performing the song in totality, but it's the number one record in the country. What do you do?
No, I'm running with it. I'm running with that. I'm performing. I might go to jail.
You go to jail every tour stop.
Oh, you know what? I do it. I make enough money.
$200,000 a year.
Number one. You're talking about number one.
Yeah, not too many people get that number one.
Yeah, that number one.
Yeah, you can live off of that.
Listen, we about to run this movie.
Hey, baby, we performing this every night.
Shit, Lisa,
drop the track.
Get it.
We on.
Hey, it's number one.
Number one, dog.
Shit, I'm wrong with
What's
it,
your man. Goal? What's your goal as far as musically? Like, would you be? Because we talked to Merce, right?
Yeah.
And Merce was just in here, and Merce and you, obviously, y'all got a relationship, the whole everything. But y'all go back and watch some other homegrown interviews for that
campaigns, all that.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Merce was just in here. He was talking about how he had one thing, one itch that he needed to scratch, right? Where it was,
he wanted to get a hit record.
He wanted to get a hit record.
Yeah.
More than money.
Yeah.
More than accolades. He wanted a hit record. What's that for Noah James?
Sold out world tour.
Sold out world tour.
World. Sold out world.
A sold out world tour? Like, you talking about what? You talking about like Beyonce? Or you talking about?
It don't have to be big ass stadiums. Not like that. But I'm talking about 5,000 capacity.
And how many dates we setting up? Because we got
to
speak this.
I'm talking about like 4 months on the road.
Just back to back to back.
You know, back to back.
But Merce said he's going, like, after Merce said he'll hang it up.
Yeah.
Like, I get a hit record, I'm hanging it up. I'm never rapping. So you sell out 5,000 seaters.
The whole 40, world?
4 months.
World, yep.
Are you done?
World tour, it's a wrap.
I'm about to run that a couple of times.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
Like, when I'm done?
What's the done?
The done?
That's it.
Fuck.
You put the mic down. That's it.
Done.
Done.
No more freestyles.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
Shout out to Armin. Speaking of which, you know what I'm saying? Me, my
okay. Days. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that is. That is that.
What?
A variety show in Las Vegas.
A variety show?
Yeah, like the Rat like, Pack.
You want to do like the Celine Dion shit?
Yeah, man. Like, wow. Like, I'm trying to learn magic. I'm trying to learn a lot of shit. Right? Hey, real shit.
He's trying to learn magic.
Hey, man. That
do
shit.
A magic trick.
Man, I can do the magic trick. Well, when I lose weight, that's
it. My ta-da, had, bitch.
Ta-da. No more ta-da.
No more ta-da.
Like to me, you have like a Vegas show, like from having interviews to having singers to me performing, you know, talking, having telling jokes, all that kind of like on some really like some Frank Sinatra Rat Pack right, shit. Right. Like,
but it's gonna be in Vegas.
It's in Vegas.
Wow.
Like you have
like
to
come see Noah James.
Yep.
Wow. All and the Fabulous light. Birds.
Yeah. All
shit.
Of the fucking majestic.
The
majestic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unicorn orcas. All some shit. You know,
splicing whales and shit.
Can you swim?
Can yeah, you, I can swim.
You can
why,
swim.
Why you sound like you was afraid to ask?
Well, no, because I mean he's talking about the shit.
This yeah, is yeah, I can swim.
This is young orca.
I mean,
right
I've been deep. I've been like deep water fishing or swimming, like in the middle
how
of
deep?
The ocean, like middle of the ocean in Florida.
Oh, you tripping?
Like with like
said that. Like, that's a negative.
Like
nope.
Like not manatees and shit. And
you tripping?
Yeah. Nope. You know what? I tell you this.
Wait,
I,
with an oxygen tank.
Nah, we just, fuck you know, me and my cousins,
that.
We just...
You and your cousins?
Yeah, like, my family in the South, in Jacksonville, in the boonies.
Y'all was off to Florida, off the...
Yeah, like, off the, like, we went off to, like, what was that, Orlando. Then we went out, my grandfather went, like, deep water fishing. And my cousin, like, let's just jump in. I'm like...
Y'all got insurance.
Nah, we didn't have insurance. We just idiots at that time. We
fuck
just had
that.
To do it.
You jumped in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, jumped in the ocean.
You jumped in the fucking ocean with the manatees and the stingrays and the sharks.
Marlins.
And the marlins.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the
you fucking tripping.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm
would you go skydiving?
That's what I'm trying to lose weight to
I
do.
I
want to
do that.
Hey.
I'll fuck with that. I want
to
skydive.
I'm trying to skydive.
Tasha
I'm trying to bungee
it.
Jump.
You going to go bungee jumping?
Yeah, man. That shit ain't just for them. Fuck them. That shit ain't just for them.
Nah. Bungee jumping, I don't know.
You're going to keep tripping a little bit.
Hey, man.
Something
about me. I don't feel like doing some DMT or some drugs. I'd rather just do it this way.
Something about ropes and black people, I don't. I'll do the planes. I'll jump out the plane.
Jump out the plane.
But not the ropes. You understand? I just don't want to accident. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Wait, so you ain't never watched them YouTube videos with them white people and they jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
And then the bungee cord just snap.
Seen that.
And they go slamming into the rocks.
Yeah, I seen it. I'm trying to go on like.
You see, I'm trying to go out like.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So.
I'm going to be light when I do this. I'm going to.
Bro, you tripping.
Hey, man, I got to do it, man.
So, which, at this point, because we've been seeing you working out, which is good. You know what I'm saying? You and Lee, shouts out. I love the fitness, and I commend you guys for doing that. For you, what's your goal? What's your goal weight?
250 right
250.
Now.
And 250. And where are you at?
I'm at 447.
Okay. And you want to do this with, like, no surgery, anything
no
like
surgery,
that? Just take
no,
it all the way down.
Yeah. You know, I used to weigh over 600
yeah, no,
pounds.
Yeah, no, I remember.
So, you know,
yeah, hell yeah.
So, even...
You down 200 pounds?
Yeah. Like, look, yo, over...
Congratulations.
Thank you, dope. Man. This is... I have to do it. I want to tour.
Yeah.
So, that's my thing. Like, even now, like, me not throwing shows, me not doing that, I'm touring, like, 4 times this year.
Crazy.
And that's me. I've been preparing myself for this.
Yeah.
Like, you want a tour?
Yeah.
Get ready.
And I've been saying, like, when with the workout, you've been rapping, too. Like,
oh, man.
Really showing, like, doing it at the same time.
Yeah. Like, I need that win. And we went to Boulder and shot a video, and we're 13,000 feet elevation.
Oh, shit.
Shooting
dude.
A video
that's
and
there.
To do, like, smoke weed and rap.
What?
We doing it.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
We doing it next to a frozen lake.
So you feel your tolerance already.
Oh, man. It feels good. It feels good to go to get out the van, and my legs ain't hurting.
Yeah.
My back ain't hurting. I just stretch. And me and Lisa, like, all right, let's get it. Let's go. We walk somewhere. My body ain't all fucked up.
That's dope, man.
That's what I want. That's what I've been in pain since like 14, like knee surgeries and shit. So
this is a whole new life.
Like I get to be a whole different life.
Damn.
Like that, people don't realize I'm about to live really two lives.
Mm-hmm.
As a person that been over 600 pounds,
yeah.
That been a bouncer, security guard, did sumo, did all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Now, at a point to where if I get down to 250, most likely I'm gonna get down smaller.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna be in a Speedo and shit.
Okay.
Fucking up the world.
Easy, buddy.
I like that, dog. Right. Like on some real shit. Yeah. Like that's really commendable. That's really dope.
That's what I want. Like I realize that I'm like I can do it. I need to do it. If I don't do it, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like point blank period. If now, I don't lose weight, I'm dead.
Was that did somebody tell you that or did you feel it in your own heart?
I felt it in my heart. Mm-hmm. Like I broke down. Wow. Like telling myself that. Like, take the knife out your back that you put there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, whew, like, bruh, even thinking about it, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
My grandmother made me confident. But then it got to a point where, of course, I'm overconfident. Mm-hmm. Then my brand got associated with my size.
Right.
So I'm dealing with, if I lose weight, do I lose myself? Mm. Do I lose my brand? Then I said, I don't care.
Fuck. Nah, bro. No, you won't, bro. Because, like, the thing is, like, even Big Boy.
Yeah.
Big Boy is still Big Boy.
Yeah, that's one of the
You dudes. Know what I'm saying? He said he was upwards of five up there. He was up there, like, five, over five, six, something. And the thing is, like, my question to you is, when you had that thought, like, damn, if I don't lose weight, I'm going to die, right? Like, what kind of fucking, like, that's a crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like how many years, how many months? Like, did you think about all that shit?
Nah, or what? I just thought about if I don't do it, like all my favorite rappers are dying at 39.
That shit's crazy, right? Yeah.
Sean P is like,
oh my God.
I done shrooms with this nigga. I booked this nigga. this is like my idol became my friend. Yeah. Then he died.
Mm. So, at
41.
Right.
Hella yeah.
Pumpkinhead, he was a battle rapper. He died at 38. Like, motherfuckers are dying in their late 30s.
Craig Mack just passed. You know?
Craig, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I already don't, like, drink. I smoke weed. Mm-hmm. I'm eating better. Mm-hmm. I exercise and I drink a lot of water. So, I'm like, all right, I'm doing those steps. Mm-hmm. Now, exercising. My mindset. Taking sugar out of my diet. I've been out of sweets for, oh, my God. I love cake and shit.
Yeah.
It's been like a month and a half.
Wow.
And they feel like cold turkey. I kill a motherfucker right now.
For a Snickers.
Woo! Woo!
Niggas gonna die!
like, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm really pushing my, like, my thing been prove yourself to yourself.
Mm.
Prove yourself to yourself. No one else. I want to do it for my grandmother, but I love her, but I have to love me more.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what she taught me. And I'm like, all right, I'm understanding this. But really, to, like, hold myself accountable. Like, this is my fault. Even my emotional eating of my mom being in prison and shit, I still like, nope, that's still nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't get it. That's still me.
Yeah.
That could have, like, been channeled into working out or something.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I start putting the blame on everything. I said, that's me. That's me. Start rechecking these shit.
Gosh.
That helped me forgive her a lot of forgiveness,
yeah.
A lot of hurt. It's crazy. All the hurt left, then I really gained more life from releasing all of that to go exercise.
Right, damn.
Like, I had to release all of this, mm-hmm. uncheck this shit that I was checking that I wasn't taking responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I start unchecking it and put it on the side that it's supposed to be on, mm-hmm. I end up gaining more life. Now I have these real goals.
And you're doing this without. I mean, maybe you're talking to friends or family, but you're doing all this without therapy or anything like that.
Nah, just me, man. Just understanding how much I have to love myself.
At what moment did you start taking accountability for yourself? Because that's an easy thing to say, but not a lot of people can actually do that.
When I realized what I really wanted.
What is what?
Like, it was crazy. It's a music shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, I was doing, like, even the music shit, people like, no, you going hard. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm about to go hard.
Right.
Now if I want to go hard, what do I have to change without killing myself?
Mm-hmm.
I have to change these bad habits. I have to change them. If I don't, I would not obtain what I'm on this earth to do.
Right.
So I started looking at, like, the grand scheme of my purpose, everything. My message, what I talk about, my music, people that I encounter, you know, that, you know, people that point to me what I do, and I said, man, I just do it because I do it.
Mm.
now I'm like, you know what? I really need to just hit the road and be telling my message and talking to these kids, going to these schools and these juvenile halls and shit like that. Like, I need to be up.
Yeah. Do you notice that since you lost, you down 200 pounds about? Yeah. Since you lost the weight, do you notice that you, because I'm right now, I'm trying to figure out if my eating habits and my exercise habits is affecting my sleep. Mm. Have you noticed that it been fucking with your, like, you got better sleep since you lost the weight?
Yeah. Yeah, I can go to sleep faster. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can go to sleep way faster. I don't need it. Sometimes I don't need the TV on. Like, it's certain things that my mind was so wired to, you know what I mean? If the TV go off, I pop up because I need that noise. Yeah. If I have noise, I can hear everything else. That's, I don't know, it's so retarded.
No, that's how I am too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's certain things that I'm up north. I pop up off the bed. I can get up faster. Man. Yeah. Like, even the doctor thought I had sleep apnea.
Yeah.
And that's even one thing. I'm like, I need to lose weight.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? No joke either.
And so it was a lot of, like, now everything, since we started working out in the summer, like, it was crazy hot as fuck when we started.
Hell yeah. When I seen that, I was like, damn.
At least it's that our dumb ass chose right now.
But what better way, though?
I know, like, go in. Because
it's at the toughest moment, so now everything's going to be that much easier.
It's K.A. Winter was K.A.
Yeah, you're like, hey, baby, I can do this.
Hey, you know, wake up every morning, do 35 minutes of low impact cardio, like, found on YouTube. Yeah. Shit's tight. You burn the sweat real fast. Right. And it's low impact because I don't want to be jumping and messing up my legs. So it's really this 35 minutes straight
active.
Through.
Right.
Like, all the way through. And I'm like,
just to be active.
Yeah, that's all I need to do.
But then also the eating habits. Like, because I noticed those, you had to have changed your eating habits.
I had to.
The first thing you cut out was sugar?
No, the first thing I cut out was red meat, fast foods. Like, I had to cut out like that. Then I slowly start going to sugars because sugar was the hardest one. Red meat was kind of like, this red meat already makes me feel bad.
Right.
So certain things already make, yeah, certain
fast
things.
Food, sodas and shit like that.
I haven't drunk sodas in years.
Oh, wow.
Certain, like, drink more water.
It's easy to do. Easier.
I only really eat, like, fish, chicken, brown rice. Mm-hmm. Like,
so it's easy for you to do that.
Yeah, more veggies.
Yeah.
But then I have to start getting in. Like, right now, I'm about to do this. This is testing my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be a brand ambassador for this company called Prep Life.
Oh,
it's a prep
shit.
Meal company.
Yeah.
And this contract is...
Oh, shit.
Oh, bro.
It's bad. Terrible.
You know, it's like, if I don't lose this certain amount of weight, I got to pay back a certain percentage.
Oh, that's incentive for that ad.
Yeah.
You fuck with your paper?
So it's really... What my thing is, me being hard-headed, me being stubborn, sometimes I need to put a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Like, me putting my workouts online. Someone said, this is your brand now. I said, no, I have OGs that will be on my head, that will show up at places and get on me.
Yeah.
So it's me putting it out there like I'm at it.
Right.
I'm at it. My OGs always leave comments. This who's leaving comments every day is my OGs. Then with this contract, I have to lose this weight. I have to eat what they give me and nothing else.
Yeah.
I got this trainer, this dude that work at this UFC gym.
Crazy, man.
About to figure out my whole body, everything.
So, like, you got it. It's funny because you really, like, when I've seen you all, like, just on social media and just recently, obviously seeing you in person, we always embrace, man. But and you always had that glow before, but it's even different now. Like, you got that glow. And I want to transition that to the album, man, that Cherry Yellow Glow, man.
Talk about that, man. Hey, man, that was just a very vibrant project that some people mistake my passion for aggressiveness, man. And this project, I just wanted to show you that it's passion.
Yeah.
I'm a very passionate person. I'm very, I don't know, that's just who I am, the love monster.
Yeah, yeah.
So with this project, I wanted the people kind of get that, because sometimes I stayed off that. Like, I did Boo, then everything else was kind of more mellow, mellow driven. Then I went more, this one I went to more aggressive tracks, more sharper flow, more not staying with the two bar flow. I went more detail with my shit. So with this project, it was kind of like a a setup for me to get ready for this year. Gotcha, like it was gotcha. This is what's to come. This is the this is me all the way. This is me not being afraid of people mistaking my passion for aggressiveness.
Now, what album number is this? Because I mean, you've dropped a lot of shit, bro. And we've
I'm gonna say seven.
I don't think it's more. I think it's more.
Nah, it's a little more.
I was saying,
I've been dropped. The thing is, I haven't. I only dropped EP? One album.
Right.
Everything I'm else being LP. Yeah, so
I'm talking about projects.
I dropped
bro.
The, like shit in the last 2 years. I probably dropped like 4 or 5 EPs. Mm-hmm. Like then. Yeah, it's a lot.
And probably. I think we talked about that last time. It's strategic because you just kind of want to just yeah. give the people that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because you know I'm always behind. I'm the rap promoter, mm-hmm. or I'm the catalyst dude, or I'm the cat from IE that yeah. can put you on. Yeah, like a lot of shit that people always put attached to my name. Where I'm like, really, I love making music.
Yeah,
this is what I really do. This is how I really got known. I did this other shit because it was nothing in my city. Mm-hmm. And it was I had to do something, yeah. and now I'm like I'm about to just really do strictly music.
So there you go. Now that you've done that, and we'll wrap it up with this because you've put on for the city. I mean, you've obviously been a staple for that. You've dropped the project. You know what I'm saying? The folks can support that. How can they actually get the album first and foremost?
You can go on iTunes, look at Cherry Yellow Glow, okay. or. Go to BrickToYourFace.com.
I've kind of felt like it goes without saying now. Anybody can just Google and find whatever yeah. they find.
If you hashtag OrcaLife, you find me because I beat PETA with a hashtag.
you stupid.
PETA, you can't beat
They was on
me.
You?
Yeah, nah, because, you know, PETA is like the animal.
Right.
So that was them.
Oh, so now you got more.
I have me, all the people who support me, hashtag it so much that like, when it goes
fuck?
Up,
wow.
it's not PETA no more. It's
got
me.
You. So what's one thing... That Noah James, with all that's being said, what's one thing your year can't end without Noah James doing what at this point?
Selling out the Roxy.
Selling out the Roxy.
Yep.
Got plans to make that
that's
happen?
One by the, that's my goal, to sell out the Constellation Room, mm-hmm. the OC, the Roxy, uh-huh. like...
As Noah James.
Oh, like, man. Even this tour we just went on, it was me and Velda Wonder, and... We got, like, 122 people in San Jose and wow. Bakersfield, like, wow. off me grinding, me going on these tours. And I realized, like, fuck, I have it. I need to really take this risk
Tap
on myself.
In. Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I just have to do it. So it's just me selling out these spots going to make me feel like, all right, It's happening.
And in Vegas.
Yes, Vegas.
In
baby.
Vegas. That's going to be the next thing. You know what I'm saying? Taking over, bro. But we always appreciate you coming on through, dog. Like, I always sincerely, every time I see you, I'm like, I'm proud of the man that you've become throughout the years. Thank obviously, you. The brand, you know what I'm saying? Lisa and just everybody that's surrounding what you guys got going on, man.
I'm
going
to say that. Overall,
got that cherry flow glow.
I'm not proud of none of you. Glow.
I love you,
but no, on some real shit though, the weight thing, I really think like that's dope. Like, cause I think even outside of yourself, you inspiring so many other people that's Man. Watching you. Because I didn't know that. Like, we always like we pick brains, Lupe and yeah. Alex and Tomas and you know Chrissy and Rob. They all help
Glenn,
us.
Shout out.
Yeah. Give us perspective on like, yeah. oh, man, y'all doing this and yeah. like. So I think from the outside looking in, on your tip,
yeah.
for you to be down 200 pounds, yeah. that's fucking crazy,
Thank
bro.
You, man.
Like on some real shit. Keep doing that.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the music is
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what?
But you like your music is like most people do music and they be like, oh, I changed life or whatever. But you you probably changed so many people's life just by telling your story of weight loss.
And that's what. You know what? My Jewish homie. Shout out to my Jewish homies, man. He told me the real shit. He said, hey, man, you losing weight, gonna get you on Ellen.
Damn. like, Damn. No shit, no real
nah,
shit.
You know, he said, shit yeah. I said, man, you know I love Ellen. Don't tell me that.
Story itself.
You know I love Ellen, man. So it's like the weight loss. You know what? I knew it was real when I met Ooh. This kid in Arizona. His name is Ben. Shout out to Big Ben, but Big Ben about to be Skinny Ben.
Mm-hmm.
He saw me on a show in Arizona. He came up to me. He said, I love that you're so comfortable being fat. I said, oh, I don't want to do that to you.
Yeah.
So he saw me losing weight, and he hit me up again. He said, hey, I'm on it.
I'm on it.
Yeah. So I said, are you on it? He said, yeah. And I told him, my story, why I, you know, why I had this confidence.
Right.
I said my grandmother made me this confident. Really, it was me being a black man in America, a big black man in America. So she made me confident and nice because you know what can happen to me. So I'm like, this is why I have this confidence. Right. It's real, but I got too overconfident.
Yeah.
Then until I got to 600 pounds.
Yeah.
That's not comfortable. That's bad, bro. And he said, all right. Now, with that run, that's what made me go, okay, this is more than life, but it's a lot because I see dudes go through it. I see, I got homies, big homies that rap too that's going through the same thing I'm going through right now.
Right.
And they just, that pride gets them. And I said, pride is crazy. Pride is foolish sometimes,
yeah.
Especially as a man. Like, keep your ambitions. Kind of put that pride a little to the side a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, don't destroy it because you don't need that at sometimes.
Right. Keep doing your shit, bro.
You know what I mean?
So if Ellen invites you on a show today.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, man.
She invites you on a show but says, Noah James, you can never make music again. Are you going on the Ellen show?
Ellen, I ain't going on your show, Ellen.
All right. Just want to make sure it's clear. All right.
I love you, Ellen. But
it's not going
down.
I'm
going to have to find me another white woman to get on her show.
Oh, there's plenty of them, too.
Yeah, get on their show.
Noah James, we appreciate you coming on through, man, as always.
Oh, let me just.
Please, go ahead.
Listen, in June, I'm dropping this project called Granny Says.
Okay.
It's my debut album from the Order label and Alpha Pup.
Nice.
Everyone, I'm gonna need y'all help on this one.
Are we doing a campaign?
I forgot. I like. Hey, this is the one. Listen,
yeah, this is the one.
This is everything. I'm doing a tour for it in June, a Granny Says tour. I'm putting it on vinyl.
Wow.
I'm going all the way.
Yeah.
So it's called Granny Says. There's a lot of stories, kind of like what y'all hear from me. Mm. It's a lot of everything,
yeah.
You know. And, yeah, Granny Says.
In June.
You heard it here on Homegrown Radio.
Oh, wow, man. We got
this. This is like, man.
That's the baby.
I did 60 songs and they picked 12.
Get the fuck
out
of
here. So, yeah. 60 songs in 3 months and they did. Yeah, they picked
12. So, it's for sure dropping in June?
For sure dropping in June.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, man. This is the.
All right. Yeah, and we'll see.
He got
that.
I went. No. It's already. It's done. Artwork. They sent me the artwork. Daddy Kev is mixing it tomorrow. Already got the design for it. I'm really going in like. I'm not bullshitting.
Got you.
Here go my merch.
Mm-hmm.
Here go all my shit ready. I believe in this. If you don't believe in this,
right?
The tour is ready. Mm-hmm. Everything's ready, and that's how I'm going at it. Like. Sometimes an independent artist, we too. We just want to release it. And this
are you doing
time,
a robot right now? What's going on? What's
that? Like,
oh, okay, I was making sure.
Y'all see me? I'm just like, but this is I'm pretty calm, man. I'm pretty patient. I really believe in this project. You know what I mean? This is me. And Boo's Hungry have a home now, so it's going to be on that project.
There it is, man.
Yeah, man. Video coming for Boo's Hungry. Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Stop plugging your shit, dog.
Hey, man.
I was waiting for him to say I'm like, you got three or four of them off.
I feel honored now.
You got
now.
It. That somebody, he said don't Thank plug you. His shit. Right.
Oh, man. I'm on now, man.
Noah James.
L.A., I'm on, man.
Yeah. We love you, man. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Noah James, and we about.